Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at a blog piece written by a faithful Mormon by the name of Greg Trimble, gregtrimble.com. He posted this on June 30th, 2014, and it's titled, "You Should Not Leave Mormonism for Any of These Five Reasons." And so we are going through his five reasons to see if his reasons are good. And so far, in looking at some of them, and let me recap why he did this. He starts the piece off by saying, "Lately I've been getting messages from people explaining to me why their friend or family member has decided to leave the church." I'm sure he probably has, because we do know that a lot of people are leaving the Mormon church right now. And that's good news. A lot of people are reading the material that's out there. The flood of information that they find on the internet makes it impossible for the Mormon church to control the information that its members have access to. And because of this information, a lot of Latter-day Saints are rethinking what they've been led to believe and are finding out that what they have been sold, either through the message of the Mormon missionaries or the church itself, is not really based in truth, and therefore is probably not what they are looking for. And so they are rethinking their membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is a good thing. But there are a lot of Mormon apologists out there, such as Greg Trimble, who are trying to stem the tide and hopefully keep people from making that decision. So when he puts together these five reasons that a person should not leave Mormonism, we need to look at what he has to say. Point number one was, you don't want to leave because you were offended. And we tended to agree with that, did we not, Eric?
Right.
That leaving a church just because someone offended you certainly would not be a good reason to leave. A church is a community. In Mormonism, as well as outside of Mormonism, in our Christian churches, we are a community, which means we try to get along with each other as best we can. Sometimes that becomes an impossibility, but within the Christian context, a person could take that hurt or that not being able to get the difference settled, and they can go down the street to another fellowship. A Mormon, however, when you leave the church, if you leave the Mormon church, you're actually leaving salvation behind. There would be the big difference between the Mormon position and our position. But still, you should try to get things right with another fellow believer with whom you may have a disagreement of some sort. Point number two was not understanding the doctrine. And he makes this blanket statement that we certainly disagree with when he starts off by saying, "Everyone that goes inactive or leaves the church did so because they did not or do not know something that they need to know." I would say, however, Mr. Trimble, that I know of a lot of people who left because they did know, and there was no information out there that could undo what they found out. There was no bit of information, for instance, that could put a lot of Mormons at ease when it comes to Joseph Smith, for instance, marrying at least 10 women who already had living husbands. In our culture, in the world's culture, that's just not normal. And of course, for a person like Joseph Smith, who claims to be a prophet of God, who is behaving in that manner, that naturally would cause a lot of concern by members in the church. I don't know of any information other than another Mormon, perhaps even Mr. Trimble, saying, "Hey, look, he's the prophet, he can do what he wants." That might solve the issue for a lot of Mormons, but not for many of them. It certainly wouldn't solve the issue for me, because I don't find in the Old Testament, for instance, where a person who was a prophet was allowed to do just about anything they want. That's just not the way it worked in the Old Testament. It should not work that way in Mormonism. However, we find that it does. Point number three was, it's just too hard. And as we mentioned, we don't know of too many people who have really left for that reason, just because the Mormons do give their people a busy schedule. And it is a very busy schedule. I don't find a whole lot of people that are leaving for those reasons. Now, we get to point number four. And of course, this is going to strike a chord with us at MRM, because no doubt he probably has some of the material that we've written on this subject, as well as other ministries, maybe not MRM in particular. He's no doubt referring to the material that is out there, either in printed form or electronic form, that challenges the claims of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What does he say in that first paragraph, Eric?
The point is anti-Mormon literature. Now, does that strike a chord with you, Bill?
Of course it does. Of course it does.
He says, for me, much of the anti-Mormon literature that comes up is, in fact, more evidence of the church being true. How is the existence of anti-Mormon literature, that's how he terms it, evidence for the church being true?
This is what we call the proverbial whistling past the graveyard. If I can make a statement that will hopefully put people at ease, even though if the statement is not entirely accurate, I've succeeded at what I've been trying to do. What do you mean? What in the world could he possibly mean that much of the anti-Mormon literature that comes up is in fact more evidence of the church being true? If the information in what he deems anti-Mormon literature is in fact true in and of itself, how would that prove the truth claims of the church?
No, it doesn't.
Now, maybe to Mr. Trimble, and I have talked to Mormons like this, it doesn't matter what you tell me, just the fact that you're saying it proves to me the church is true. That's not a statement from a rational person, because there could be some kind of information contained in this literature that could be very troubling. Now, maybe it doesn't bother Mr. Trimble, but it obviously bothers a lot of members of the LDS Church. Otherwise, I don't think he'd even be writing this blog.
And I think in his mind, just because there's opposition to the church, therefore it must somehow be true. But then his opposition to what we believe is to be Christianity, should I take that as being my faith being true because he has opposition or atheists have opposition? It just doesn't work that way.
You make a good point. If we were to bring up, for instance, the first vision, that's quite an attack on what was understood at that time to be established Christianity.
Yeah.
So using this kind of rationale, would we have to say, but Mr. Trimble, the first vision proves what we believe is true?
It doesn't work.
He would never accept
that. He goes on and writes, I have been grateful for much of it because it has caused me to reflect on issues that I did not previously consider. What you have to realize is that no anti-Mormon literature is unbiased. That is why it is called quote-unquote anti. Now, Bill, you wrote an article on our website. It's under mrm.org/anti-Mormon, and your title of your article is called Anti-Mormon, the Mormon N-Word. What do you mean by that?
Well, because whenever a Mormon uses the phrase anti-Mormon and labels somebody that way, for many people within the LDS Church, that's enough to tell them, don't listen to what they have to say. It's a pejorative term that is meant to protect what I would think would be the more, well, don't mean to offend, but I would say the more shallow thinkers within Mormonism. They're willing to go purely on their feelings and their subjective experience, and they don't want to really look at anything that might rock their Mormon boat. But when he says, but what you have to realize is that no anti-Mormon literature is unbiased, that is why it is called anti. Now, let me say, Mr. Trimble, I agree with that statement. What you have to realize is that no anti-Mormon literature is unbiased. That's true.
Yeah.
They are writings that are trying to challenge something.
Just like his article is trying to challenge people who would want to leave Mormonism for any of those five reasons. He's trying to show that you shouldn't leave. And so he has bias in what he's saying just as much.
But to say that because something is biased, that is why it is called anti, I would challenge that. That's silly. That's silly. That doesn't mean it's against. That's where we get the word anti, is against. Now, what we write is certainly, and we freely admit, is against Mormonism, but we certainly are not against Mormons. And we've said that over and over until we're blue in the face. Some Mormons seem to grasp that. But for the most part, when a Mormon uses that word anti, they do mean it to be a smear. It is pejorative. But just because something is biased doesn't mean it's anti. But then he goes on to explain that similarly, you're probably not going to get an unbiased opinion from a devout Mormon as well. Well, I'm going to use your argument, Mr. Trimble, and now I'm going to ask you. You've admitted that you're probably not unbiased, at least not in this piece that you're writing. Are we going to say that what you're writing is anti also? That makes no sense. I would never do that. And I think it's ignoring the whole definition of what anti means. And unfortunately, I think the Mormons use it too often.
He goes on and he says, if you're presented with anti-Mormon literature, then it's only fair that you research both sides equally and tenaciously. When I come across something strange, I research it and then sit on it. I ponder it. I don't assume anything and I don't jump to conclusions. I won't make a rash decision on the matter. I consider all of the things that I currently accept and believe and then ask myself why I would be unwilling to believe the topic at hand. What he's saying here is something I would agree with. You should research both sides equally. You should consider what the other side has to say. If you are accepting truth, as our friend Peter Barnes used to say, error will always run from truth, but truth will never run from error.
When he says, when I come across something strange, what is the strange things he might come across? What are the strange things that a Latter-day Saint might come across? Bear in mind, folks, that much of this anti-Mormon literature that he's referring to contains information that is from LDS sources. They come from publications and sermons and books that are pro-Mormon. They come from a pro-Mormon position.
I think tomorrow we ought to talk. He's going to give us the example of the Urim and Thummim in the hat. Let's talk about that tomorrow and see if maybe this is something he's referring to as strange.
It could be. And we're going to look at that tomorrow as we continue looking at Mr. Craig Trimble's 5 reasons why you should not leave Mormonism.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.